Maybe let me take you a big one step back. We are trying to introduce or adopt the latest international standards as adopted by the International Conference of Labor Statisticians, one that was adopted in 2013, and then the second one in 2018, and the last one in 2023. Now, the employment and unemployment definition have not changed because Statistics South Africa has adopted those definitions that were adopted in 2013. Now, we are trying to expand in our, you know, capturing of the labor underutilization as we have been using unemployment rate as the only labor underutilization measure of our population. We are introducing additional measures of labor and utilization it has been recommended, and we are also looking at expanding on our status in employment in terms of how people define their work relationship between employee and employer, and as well as in terms of informal sector, which is about the characteristics of the workplace. Based on the latest international standard, which was adopted in 2023, we are now adopting those standards and using the criteria that has been adopted as one the main criteria, which is registration of a business or an economic unit, as well as in terms of the informal employment, where we are looking at the characteristics of a job. We have been measuring all of these based on the previous standards that were adopted, the 15th and the 17th ICLSS. But now there's a new standard that was adopted in 2023. We are basing all of this on those.
So how does the 2023 dispensation look at the informal sector? I think this is a question that is on the minds of a lot of South Africans, probably more out of curiosity. I mean, you know, everybody knows we need more jobs. But the informal sector is an interesting one, isn't it? Because it's hard to define, number one. And number two, again, how do you define somebody who's employed in that sector? For example, maybe somebody who acts as a gachi in a taxi in the Western Cape, for example.
Yes. Okay. In 2023, the ICLS, which is the International Conference of Labor Statisticians, which is a standard setting measure for all countries in terms of labor statistics, where different NSOs, national statistics offices, meet, including government as well as workers and employer representatives. The new characteristics or classification of informal sector was adopted, where we are saying that the main criteria for informal sector has to be registration, whether or not the business is registered for tax purposes or by a nationally recognized register. In our case, it will be the CIPC, or if the business has been registered for VAT, or whether the business is keeping records for tax purposes. So we remember in the current measure, we are saying that if a business is not registered for VAT or income tax, or if the business has less than 5 employees, those businesses are in the informal sector. Now, the new resolution says that size of the business should not be used as one of the criteria. And remember, all of these were adopted in the previous standards, and most countries were using those criteria.
Right. Of course, registration is a big question. This is not a South African scenario. I think we have to immediately put that down. It is problematic, isn't it? Because there are a number of businesses in South Africa that are not registered. Maybe they don't make enough money to even pay tax, but that is a problem, isn't it? It must be frustrating as a statistician that those are numbers that just disappear into the ether, as it were.
Remember, we go to households and ask them these questions, a series of questions, for us to be able to classify them, their businesses, into either whether they work in the formal sector or in the informal sector. Now, we rely on the households to provide us with accurate information to be able to make proper classifications of whether the business that they work in or whether the business that they own are in the formal sector or whether they're in the informal sector.
Okay, this leads to other questions. I mean, do the families you approach, do they trust you? Because some people may not want to reveal that they're working for an informal business and not paying tax. You know, a lot of people are aware of this. I mean, it's not your problem, but I'm saying it must be a problem. And then, of course, obviously sampling in stats, I do know, is something that's very important, how you take your sample.
Yeah, I mean, it is important for us to sort of establish some form of trust with our respondents. We do have a confidentiality clause as defined by the Statistics Act. As amended, to say that whatever information that that we receive from the field, no individual's name or business or their address will be shared with any other person. The information that we collect will only be used for statistical purposes. So even when we share the microdata at the end of the day, we ensure that identification of individuals and businesses is excluded from the data that we share. So we ensure that we establish the trust with our respondents so that they can provide us with reliable and accurate information.
Indeed, your job certainly sounds like a very complicated one, a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, just have to know how to arrange those parts together to make sense.
I couldn't juggle so many balls in the air, even if I pretended or tried. Desiree Manamela, Chief Director of Labor Stats at Stats SA, thanks for chatting to us and everything of the best.
Thank you very much, sir.